This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Always ahead of the curve, Florence Fabricant featured the Honolulu Fish Company, a mail-order fish purveyor based out of Hawaii, in her weekly dining column for the New York Times on Tuesday, August 26th. That same day, we had a chance to sit down with owner Wayne Samir and talk to him about his work with Honolulu Fish Company. He told us, amongst other things, that he thinks poke is a trend to look out for and something his company specializes in making available to home consumers. Here's what he had to say about poke.
Poke is in Hawaii is everywhere. That's just how fish is eaten. Every grocery store, every liquor store sells poke. Poke is, you find it in if you go to a party, have a meeting, there's always poke on the table. You know, whereas maybe in California or other places you'd have chips and salsa, in Hawaii it's poke, different types of poke. As a matter of fact, they don't eat chips and salsa in Hawaii. No one's ever heard of that stuff. Poke is everywhere. Poke is there. It's the most commonly eaten food. It's eaten for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. It goes back to the ancient Hawaiian days where they would just take fish, raw fish, and cut it up and mix it with the seaweed they can harvest from the shore and add some sea salt that was, you know, made from off the lava rock and create this dish that you just eat like that. It was a way of preserving it, actually. And like I say, if you go to the grocery store and you look at the fish counter, there'll be 19 trays of different kinds of poke, different types of recipes, and maybe it's a few fish fillets. That's a typical Hawaiian grocery store. So what we've seen from restaurants over the past few years, 3 or 4 years, is that a whole lot more poke on menus as appetizers, some entrees. The poke idea being adopted different kind of ways, different variations of it. And that's kind of the idea of poke. So that's not necessarily one recipe, but this idea of cut up fish that's raw, not ceviche, not seared, not cooked, it's raw. And you add to it sesame oil, onions, sesame seed, seaweed. Other chefs have adopted other things. They put in with mango or some kind of fruit, or they'll add maybe another seafood item like octopus or something like that with the poke and mix it together. And I think it's growing on menus because I think the American public is accepting it. They're accepting poke as something they want to try. I know in Los Angeles I've seen quite a few events that have poke contests. I remember 20 years ago, I always thought that if poke ever got into Los Angeles, it would be over. They would just be the craziest, biggest thing. And I think that wave is coming still.
The Honolulu Fish Company has made-to-order poke packages. Learn more at their website, honolulufish.com. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.